You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A day after protests against raids at Los Angeles businesses by federal immigration police, more protests in L.A. At one, police in riot gear setting off smoke bombs. Trying to break up the demonstration. This woman on the scene.
It's really sad to see how they're attacking the community, especially the Latino community, especially the main community around this area.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement in a statement saying last night officers were assaulted by protesters and tires were slashed, and that it took the LAPD 2 hours to respond. The federal agency blames Democratic city officials. Outside a federal building in L.A. today, members of Congress say they were refused permission to go inside to do an inspection following reports of migrants being detained in the basement without beds, food, or water. The World Pride Parade underway in Washington, 50 years since the first Pride Parade in the nation's capital. This is ABC News. Russian attacks targeting the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv killed at least 4 people and wounded more than 24 others today, say local officials. Dozens of people have gotten sick in 7 states in the West and Midwest from the salmonella outbreak linked to a large egg recall, say federal health officials. 1.7 million eggs are recalled. They're brown organic and brown cage-free eggs from the August Egg Company. This seems to be a new era in college sports starting, says ABC's Brian Clark.
Federal judge in California signed off on a $2.8 billion settlement. It'll be paid out over 10 years to all athletes who competed in Division I sports from 2016 through the present day. It also paves the way for schools to begin paying athletes directly. The upcoming school year is expected to see a cap of about $20.5 million per school.
ABC's Brian Clark on that big sports settlement. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO's Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Partly cloudy and calm tonight with a low of 55, a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow with isolated showers through the day, heavier rain in the morning with a high of 74, and showers ending early, then partly cloudy skies tomorrow night with a low of 49. Currently in Richland Center, we have a hazy, cloudy skies. The winds are out of the west at 3 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 78 degrees.
Get your vehicle road trip ready with TC Auto Works in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, save $20 on a brake special, $15 off AC service and charge, and $10 off cabin air filter service plus. Get a free road trip multi-point inspection. And don't forget, TC Auto Works is your trusted local used car dealership with quality cars and trucks for sale right now. Visit 1201 U.S. Highway 14 East or call 383-1700. TC Auto Works. Service, sales, satisfaction.
Today is Saturday, June 7th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that on Thursday night that one of their deputies, while in the process of executing an arrest warrant in the town of Wheatland, was exposed to secondhand methamphetamine smoke. The deputy was treated at Vernon Health in Viroqua and later released. Unrelated to the arrest warrant involving a different individual, Kyle John Backlund, age 35 of Viroqua, was arrested. He was booked for possession of methamphetamine and possession of drug paraphernalia. Kyle Backlund was also booked for felony bail jumping, stemming from a May 29th drug-related arrest by the Viroqua Police Department. In that case, a $1,000 signature bond was ordered on May 30th. At the time, Backlund was also being held by the Wisconsin Department of Corrections for a probation violation. He was released from custody on Wednesday, 33 hours before the deputy was exposed to the methamphetamine use. A bail hearing was scheduled yesterday afternoon at 2 in Vernon County Circuit Court. Formal charges will be sought through Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher. A man falsely accused of threatening President Donald Trump's life, faces deportation, even as Wisconsin authorities say the Mexican immigrant was framed and is a victim of a violent 2023 attack. Ramon Morales Reyes was thrust into the national spotlight last week when Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem accused him of writing letters threatening Trump. Agency officials have quietly acknowledged that Morales Reyes is no longer a suspect in that threat, a day after another man was charged in Wisconsin for forging the letters. But Trump administration social media posts blast Morales Reyes as a potential presidential assassin remain online. A jury found a Milwaukee man guilty of killing and dismembering a 19-year-old woman on their first date. The jury convicted Maxwell Anderson yesterday morning of first-degree intentional homicide, dismembering a corpse, arson, and hiding a corpse in connection with Sade Robinson's death. Prosecutors argued that Anderson killed her on their first date on April 1, 2024, dismembered her body, and spread her remains around Milwaukee County. They also argued that he burned her car to hide evidence. Anderson's attorneys countered that no DNA linked to Robinson's death. Anderson faces a mandatory life sentence in prison when he is sentenced August 15th. A teen is arrested after bringing a gun into a Milwaukee school. Police say the 14-year-old student brought a full auto firearm to Carmen Middle School of Science and Technology on May 30th. The school on the city's south side said in a Wednesday statement that the weapon was discovered during a metal detector screening before classes began. The gun was secured and police were notified, and no threat to the school, student, or staff was determined. Criminal charges against the teen are being referred to the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. Wisconsin officials are still recommending COVID-19 boosters despite a guidance shift at the federal level. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention no longer advises the vaccine for healthy children and pregnant women. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says the updated vaccine can still help protect against severe illness, particularly for pregnant women, infants, and elderly. DHS says the CDC changes in guidance were not made based on new data, evidence, or scientific or medical studies. More information on COVID-19 in Wisconsin is available on the DHS website. Schmidt Farms will be the site of the 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast tomorrow. Serving will be from 7 until 1. The menu includes pancakes, sausage links, applesauce, ice cream, and many other great dairy products. Those who attend the event will also receive a tour of the farm. Randy and Shelley Schmidt are the hosts of the event. Shelley says that farming has changed from when she was younger.
Some people come and they look at it and it's like they could stand there all day watching it. It's unbelievable the calmness of the cows when they come in. The cows come to the workers. It's great for being a worker. We have big garage doors. You have good air in there while they're working all day. And the nutritionists that are involved now, we have like 7 to 8 different types of TMR that is given to each different segment of the cows. All the things that we do to help promote cow health is amazing. So many facets of what this county produces, the businesses that help support us, from the truck drivers to the veterinarians to computer people with the technology. It's different from what we grew up on, and I feel it's an opportunity that people can come and see what we do. There's a lot of people that think they know what we do, but it's really nice to kind of put a face on what we do and what we actually do.
Also back this year is Kinshi's Pedal Pool for kids 4 to 12, starting at 10. Cost of the breakfast is $5 and free for children 3 and under. Schmidt Farms is located at 29281 Fairview Road between Sextonville and Gotham. There will also be free buses picking up and dropping off at the Rockwell Automation parking lot. The Grant County Dairy Breakfast will be held tomorrow from 7 to 11 at Schilling Brothers Land LLC, Schilling Farms LLC on Ebenezer Road near Fenimore. Serving will be all-you-can-eat pancakes, eggs, sausage links, cheese, applesauce, yogurt, ice cream, milk, and coffee. There will also be activities, machinery, and rescue vehicles, displays, and lots of door prizes. The cost of the breakfast is $10 for those 9 and over, and free for those 8 and under. And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites you to head outdoors for the 13th annual Free Fun Wednesday, weekend, both today and tomorrow. State park admission fees, fishing licenses, and trail passes are waived for all visitors. Free Fun Weekend is also an opportunity to try fishing for food or fun before purchasing an annual fishing license. Residents and non-residents will not be required to have a fishing license or trout salmon stamps. All 2025 through 2026 fishing regulations apply, including bag and length limits and species restrictions. Free fishing clinics are held during Free Fun Weekend at state and municipal properties to instruct beginning anglers. If Free Fun Weekend has you hooked on enjoying Wisconsin's outdoors, you can continue finding adventures by purchasing an annual fishing license, trail pass, or 12-month vehicle admission sticker. With many license and admission options available, there's a package to fit everyone's recreation needs. WRCO News Time is 5:11. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
Today is Saturday, June 7th. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet, died May 27th as the result of a motorcycle accident. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 11 until the time of the service at 2 at the Pratt Funeral Home, Muscadet. The family encourages people to wear Harley, Fox Racing, and fishing hunting apparel. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the family to set up a trust fund for his three boys. Matthew J. Griffith, 37, of Muscadet. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Services are pending with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Linda Lou Muckler, 75, of Richland Center. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills, died Wednesday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, June 14th, at noon, at the Maple Ridge Bible Church, Boscobel. Friends may call at the Maple Ridge Bible Church Saturday, June 14th, from 9 until the time of service at noon. Burial will be in the Gays Mills Cemetery. Fossetag Funeral Home in Gays Mills is serving the family. Judith Windsor, 86, of Gays Mills. William Cairns, age 73, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held Friday, June 20th, at the Muscadet Park Lions Shelter from 11 until 3. Memorials may be made to the Muscadet Public Library. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. William Cairns, age 73.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast will be celebrated this year at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham. Happening Sunday, June 8th from 7 to 1. For just $5, enjoy a hearty farm breakfast with pancakes, sausage, cheese curds, ice cream, and more. Kids 3 and under eat free, and there's fun for the little ones with the pedal pull starting at 10 a.m. Visitors should park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and catch a free shuttle to the farm. Easy and convenient for everyone. Start your Sunday the dairy way. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast, the 44th annual at Schmidt Farms, coming up Sunday, June 8th.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to continue to have variably cloudy skies and mild conditions as we head into later tonight. We're going to have some lingering isolated showers and storms possible, and then we're going to have partly cloudy skies and calm conditions as we go through our overnight hours tonight. Lows will be dropping down to the mid-50s. Heading into our Sunday, we're looking at a mix of sun and clouds. Isolated showers are expected through the day. We are having heavier rain showers in the morning hours. Highs are going to be in the mid-70s. Winds will vary in direction, about 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, we're looking at showers ending early, then partly cloudy skies for overnight once again. Lows dropping into the upper 40s. Winds will be coming mostly from a western direction, around 5 miles an hour. Monday is going to give us mostly cloudy skies with breezy winds and cooler temperatures, a 30% chance of a light shower pushing through the day. We're looking at highs only in the mid-60s, winds coming from the west 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a slight afternoon breeze coming through, highs in the mid to upper 70s. As we head into the middle of the week on Wednesday, increasing clouds and warmer temperatures will be coming through. 30% chance of showers or thunderstorms expected in the evening hours, highs in the mid-80s. Going into Thursday, we're looking at, once again, variably cloudy skies, and it's going to be on the muggy side. A few showers and storms are possible, highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. And then as we head into the end of the week on Friday, we're still going to be dealing with humid conditions, and we're looking at a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms developing throughout the day, highs only hitting the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, we have hazy clouds and it's 77 degrees after a high today of 81 and a morning low of 55. Yesterday's high was 80 and we received a trace of rain. Record high set back in 1985 is 93 degrees and a record of low of 37 was set back in 1949. Last year's high was 76 with a low of 55. Sunset will take place tonight at 8:39. Sunrise tomorrow morning at 5:21. Winds are out of the south-southwest at 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.87 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Progressive knows when you're in your RV, you're already on vacation. That's when you become Vacation You, who just camped where there's absolutely no shade. Even though regular you burns easily. In fact, vacation you burns too, but is too stubborn to admit it, which is why regular you gets in trouble at the dermatologist because vacation you doesn't do doctors. So bundle your RV with your home or auto policy and earn an automatic discount from Progressive. And spend the savings on the both of you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied. WRCO Sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
The WIAA High School Track and Field Championships are wrapping up today at Veterans Memorial Stadium Complex in La Crosse, and a lot of local participants did pretty well. From Richland Center in Division II, it was taking eighth place, the boys 4x200 relay team of Kevin Hernandez, Fletcher Harper, Robert Budden, and Mason Jelenic. Taking 10th place in girls shot put is Madeline Huber. In Division III, Ithaca Weston, Clayton Lee took part in the boys 1600, where he took 10th, and boys 3200, where he took 12th. In Kickapoo Lafarge, quite a few participants there, and they did well. In the boys 4x400 relay, I'm sorry about that, Adric Egge, Jeff Olson, Theo Parr, and Arlen Walter took third place. The girls' relay team of Katie Randau, Ava Young, Chloe Walter, and Jewel Kleinsasser took part in three relays, the 4x100, where they took first, the 4x200, where they also took first, and they took second in the girls' 4x400 relay. Adric Egge took part in three competitions. First, well, two of them were running competitions, the boys' 200-meter dash, where he took seventh, and the 400-meter dash, where he took sixth place. Also, he took part in the boys' long jump and took fifth. Adam Boysen took sixth place in the boys' high jump. The girls' competition, Ava Young took seventh place in the girls' 100-meter. In the girls' 400-meter, Jaden Snagel took seventh. And in the boys' 4x800 relay, Brecken Miller, Sam Miller, Landon Turgeson, and Arlen Walter took 12th place. Congratulations to all participants on a job well done. Girls soccer regionals are taking place. It's the regional finals. And locally, River Valley is taking part. And right now, they're in the second half, and they're taking on Aquinas. And Aquinas is leading River Valley by a score of 1-0. We have one other final in soccer. It was Assumption over Mauston by a score of 7-0. We have no score on the Sauk Prairie Watertown game. Coming up tonight, it will be La Crosse Central taking on Reedsburg. And Platteville Lancaster will be taking on Bigfoot Williams Bay. In softball action, the teams are set for what times they're going to play and on what day they are going to play in the 2025 state softball tournament that will take place at Goodman Diamond in Madison, Wisconsin. And Ithaca will be playing on Thursday at 9 a.m. against Belmont. And we will have the broadcast of that game right here on WRCO 100.9, on WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app. Also locally in Division 4, Mineral Point will be taking on Mishicot, and that will be Thursday, and that game will be played at approximately 4:30. Manny Machado homered for a second straight game, and five San Diego pitchers combined on a four-hit shutout as the Padres defeated the Milwaukee Brewers 2-0 last night. Machado's eighth inning homer off Grant Anderson was his ninth of the season. It came one day after he hit his 350th career homer in a 3-2 loss at San Francisco. Five San Diego pitchers combined on a four-hit shutout. The Brewers left 10 on base and went 1-9 with runners in scoring position. And Brewers will play game two of that three-game series tonight. First pitch will be at 6:35, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, with the pregame starting at 6 o'clock. Left-handed pitcher Tyler Alexander has elected free agency after clearing waivers. The move comes after the Milwaukee Brewers had designated him for assignment. Alexander had a 3-5 record with a 6.19 ERA and one save for the Brewers this season while making 21 appearances. He had 30 strikeouts and 12 walks over 36 and a third innings. He posted a 9.24 ERA in the month of May. Alexander is 20-33 with a 4.67 ERA in 164 career major league appearances. He pitched for the Detroit Tigers from 2019 through 23 and for the Tampa Bay Rays in 2024 before joining the Brewers this season. And boxing is returning to Boston's Fenway Park for the first time in nearly 70 years. Fight night at Fenway is scheduled for Saturday. The 11-fight card is the culmination of years of effort by twin brothers and longtime public school teachers who grew up in Watertown. Matt and Mark Nolan want to revitalize boxing in the city that was home to some of the greatest athletes in the sport's history. It is also symbolic of a shift back to the roots of the oldest ballpark in Major League Baseball. In the past, Fenway has held political events and sports like football, soccer, hockey, and basketball, not just Red Sox games. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Kolepi Grain Service, serving farmers' grain hauling needs throughout southwest Wisconsin with on-time delivery and quality service. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers. Let Classic Auto Body do your repairs. They're the best part of a bad situation. Stop in today, Highway 14, Spring Green. And Arneson Service and Repair. Arneson's provides top-notch service for your car, truck, and farm equipment, including on-the-farm tire and hydraulic hose repair. Hillpoint.
Summer. It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win Contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We want to hook you up with $100 cash, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, and the chance to win a summer getaway to the Wisconsin Dells area or an escape to Door County. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Then listen in for the keywords during the 7 and 11 a.m. hour and 2 and 4 p.m. hour. Text in the keyword and get set to win. It's Civic Media's Scotty Summer.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI. At MWT.net.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another Backtrack and Show as we check out some of the highlights of this week during the 70s and 80s. I'm Phil Nee. Hello again, everyone. And it is time for us to flash back with some big hits that you may remember. And if not, we'll refresh your memory a little bit here tonight. With WRCO's Backtrack and Show, we kick it off with a cut from 1979 that made it all the way to number one from an album called Spirits Having Flown, the Bee Gees.
The Brothers Gibb on WRCO, number one music in 1979. Next up, a song that was a big song back in the 1960s for the Supremes. Also, there was a version recorded by the Vanilla Fudge, a slowed down, really bluesy, psychedelic rock version of it. And then this song went all the way to number one in 1987 for Kim Wilde. You Keep Me Hanging On. We're backtracking to early June of the 70s and 80s. And our pregame show continues for Those Were the Days, which comes up after 6 o'clock. From an evening with John Denver, number one music from this weekend in 1975.
Well, life on the farm is kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. Thoroughly to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's set low, pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a riddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Hungry fool, rather have a fiddle and my farm and tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. The day he died, he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. And thank God, oh, I'm a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
Very much. The Backtrack and Show continues in just a moment here on WRCO FM 100.9.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. I like to hunt and fish, though I don't do it as much as I'd like to. You see, I'm somewhat of a workaholic. Hi, my name is Tim. I'm a workaholic. We moved to Richland Center to the Free Methodist Church after having been retired for about a year and a half. Retirement for a workaholic is unbearable. I was overcome by the thought that I wasn't doing what God had designed me to do. I'm beginning to learn, however, that we need to schedule in some of those times away to spend in the presence of God. 1 hour in church is simply not enough. I actually find that hunting and fishing are some of those great times to visit with the Father, unencumbered by the trappings of my work schedule. Maybe you have other ways to get away with the Father, as Jesus did, but everyone needs to build in those minutes and hours and maybe even days to spend alone with God, rejuvenating our love relationship with Him. A quick, hey God, what's up, simply isn't enough. So go tell your boss that Pastor Tim said it's okay to leave work for the day and go fishing. Better yet, tell your boss that I said you should all close up shop and go fishing together, sing some worship songs, and talk with Jesus. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Oh, and let me know how that works.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder of regret,
I do remember.
she get for all the love she gave you?
Now, it's been a while since we played that one on the Backtracking Show. Paul McCartney, and that was a B-side, but it got a lot of airplay back there in 1978-79. It was the flip side for the hit song Goodnight Tonight. But, and again, a lot of DJs flipped it over. I remember hearing it on the radio a lot back then. So we backtrack and reminisce here on WRCO and check out more headlines from the music. 1977, KC and the Sunshine Band topped the Cashbox bestsellers chart with I'm Your Boogeyman. The record did very well across the land, and we remember it well on the Backtracking Show. Harry Wayne Casey and the Sunshine Band right there, and I'm your boogeyman. Well, we've had some fun backtrack, and there's more reminiscing fun coming up after 6 here as well on WRCO. It was 1989 this weekend when Benny Mardonis accomplished the rare feat of having a song re-enter the U.S. chart long after it had fallen off. Into the Night went to number 11 when it was originally released in 1980. And a newly recorded version landed at number 20 9 years later. Other records that have done that on the charts include The Twist by Chubby Checker, The Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett, and Wipeout by Safaris. Benny Mardonis had that rare feat going in 1989. Song from Benny Mardonis on the Backtrackin' Show, song that was on the charts a couple of times in the 1980s. The Backtrackin' Show from WRCO, the pregame show for Those Were the Days. We leave you with one more as we go back in time to the summer of 1981 and the artist Carl Carlton. ¶¶
She's a bad mama, just as fine as she can be. Hey, she's a bad mama, just as fine as she can be. Her body measurements are perfect in every dimension. She's got a figure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion, a beautiful sight to see. I get so excited viewing her anatomy. She's built, she's tall, she's tight, got all the curves a man like. She's built, she's tall, she's tight, got all the curves a man like. Look at her, she's a bad mamma jamma, just as fine as she can be. She's boxy classy, oh, sexy sassy. She's heavenly, a treat for the eye to see. She's real, she's oh, she's stacked. Got all the curves a man like. Ow. She's real, she's oh, she's stacked. Got all the curves a man like. Ooh-wee. She's a bad man, my jammer. Ooh, she's bad. She's the spine she can be. Hey, she's a bad mamma jamma.
Bad Mamma Jamma on the old Backtrackin' Show. This is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great night, and we hope that you will stay tuned. A six-hour tribute to radio's great days coming up here on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Ends Monday, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The 44th annual Richland County Dairy Breakfast is coming up Sunday, June 8th at Schmidt Farms, located between Sextonville and Gotham, serving from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Guests will enjoy pancakes, sausage links, cheese curds, ice cream, and much more, all for just $5. Children 3 and under eat free, and the Kinshi Pedal Pool starts at 10 a.m. Parking is easy. Visitors are encouraged to park at the Rockwell lot on Peebles Drive in Richland Center and ride the free shuttle to the farm. It's a morning of food, fun, and community. Don't miss it. The Richland County Dairy Breakfast coming up on Sunday, June 8th. Tonight's forecast calls for a low of 55, Sunday 74 with isolated showers through the day, heavier rain in the morning, Sunday night showers ending early, then partly cloudy and a low of 49. Monday 65 with a 30% chance of light showers through the day. Right now in Richland Center, following a high of 81, it is 75 degrees on the